Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Dudes, behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes, behind the foods. Dudes, behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes, behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Ah, oh, the diaspora, David. The Asian diaspora.
I still, to this day, don't know what that word means.
I have trouble finding the correct emphasis on which syllable to put.
It's diaspora, dude.
I thought it was diaspora for the longest time, but then that's a shoe brand, I think.
Did you see that trend where it was that lady said, what is a word that you mispronounce that has haunted you for your whole life?
Yeah.
And do so many people have, I know some of them are fake, right? Mm-hmm. But there are, I could tell when somebody tells their story, it's like, you for sure said that before. I have one I can't remember because I buried it so deep because how fucking embarrassed I was.
Yeah.
It was in my world history class and I don't remember the word that it was, but I just remember feeling my heart sink into my stomach because the teacher laughed at me.
What's a word that you will never be able to spell without double checking?
Oh shit, there's a lot, dude.
I always struggle with professor, if it's one or two F's.
One F.
Is it?
Robin?
Sorry, we were talking about words that we struggle with. What'd you say?
Professor.
How many F's in that
one.
First?
One, I think. Oh, now I'm scared.
See, this is what he did.
Yeah, we're going to Google it right now.
Yes. One F.
One F, you are correct.
Oh, you know what? That just reminded me. There's this one clip. I didn't consistently watch How I Met Your Mother, but there's one clip where Ted, it's his first day teaching, and he's writing professor on the chalkboard, and he writes the first F, and he's writing the second F, and then he gets there, and he's like, and then he looks at a student, and she's like,
he goes, E. That's tight.
But yeah, man, I was going to ask you, because we've been sipping a little bit. This is our second episode. We've been sipping now. What kind of drunk are you, David So?
I am the happy drunk that wants to pay for everything.
Amazing.
I very much have used a lot of money when I lived in K-Town because I was just like, you know what? YouTube money's good. Let me just pay for the homies. And that would add up like a motherfucker because I wouldn't even see what the bill is.
Mm.
And then it would be like, oh, that bill was $800. Oh, that bill was $1,000.
Do you want to hear my worst story about that? Have I told you this before? Probably.
Tell me.
If you listen to the No Chaser podcast, you've definitely heard this story. Beto, I'm going to tell you again on Dudes Behind the Foods because we here.
We out here.
And not only are we here, but I fucking love this guy.
First of all, the fuck is with your hat, dude? What is that?
I'll tell you right now. I haven't had a haircut in like 2.5 weeks.
Same here.
Which is, but here's what happens is my sides gets, once my sides start to fluff past my ears, I just feel like, I feel just disgusting, all right? So I decided to wear a hat that covered up the sides.
Stop.
So I could feel cute.
That's going to fucking haunt me for the rest of my life. That fucking image right there. Do you, can you grow sideburns?
No, not like that. Not like not like ludicrous sideburns.
I told you my friend in high school who said that my sideburns look like Japanese pussy hair. And then I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, you do have pixelated cheeks when you're when your hair goes out.
That's what he also said too. And then he roasted me so hard, I didn't know what to say. It just out of nowhere, because I think we're talking about facial hair or something. I don't actually remember what it is. Mm-hmm. But he basically said, like, David, I got Japanese pussy hair for sideburns. And everybody died laughing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say something now. And I was like, fuck you or whatever. But then he ended it with, like, when he walks by, he has to pixelate the side of his head.
Hilarious.
And then everybody just died laughing.
That's a great joke because we all understand.
And I couldn't think of a comeback because the joke was so good. I was trying not to laugh.
Yeah, you know, you just got to let that one live.
Yeah. I was like, don't laugh. You got to come back with something. I was just like, you fucking. And all I kept thinking was, damn, that's good, dude. That's so fucking good.
You know what's great? Before I get to my club story, there's the Japanese are beginning to unpixelate the porn, bro. There's fully unpixelated Japanese porn now.
This man is a connoisseur, by the way. The squeakier, the better for him. If they sound like mice, he loves it.
First of all, I enjoy all kinds of porn. You know that, okay? And just like sometimes I'm in the mood for a nice fresh sashimi or a nice hot bowl of ramen, sometimes I like some Japanese pornography. Pixelation and all.
The noise, it's just not for me. Hmm. Women, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. The noise, not for me. I don't like. I will tell you this, though. If you guys did watch porn back in the day, mm-hmm. Japanese porn years ago, wouldn't have, some of the ladies not so attractive.
Hmm.
I feel like it wasn't the career move to make, especially like Japanese society-wise. Like, why would you do this unless this was your last option type of thing?
You know, I think that's, you know, it's all in the eye of the beholder, David, because I've seen some attractive older Japanese porn.
15 years ago?
15 years ago. Let's see. I was 3 years old, so.
Oh, yeah? You're 3 years old, huh?
Yeah. I was 3, 5 years old, so I don't know. I wasn't really watching porn back then.
3, 5 years old, so. And when you were 3 or 5, you definitely were watching porn. Sawati, yes. Well, Robin Couch.
Well, I was going to say, I was at a club, and my worst paying for shit story. This fool conceded from Wildin' Out was in town. And he doesn't drink at all. But he understands. Yeah, he does not drink. He doesn't smoke. Nothing.
Amazing.
Yeah, but he loves, you know, he understands the club experience. Everyone likes to go out. Everyone likes to drink. So he's probably one of the only people who's always willing to buy bottles with me at a club. Buy bottles at the club, get a little table, you know what I'm saying? Pour some up for everybody. And so one night, he was in L.A. He was like, you down to buy some bottles? I'm like, sure. So we're buying bottles at this club. It might have been for Wildin' Out because DC was in town. Emmanuel Hudson was in. Yeah, I think we're probably after Wildin' Out in LA. Anyways, we bought a bunch of bottles at this club. I got very drunk, okay? Very, very, very drunk because I passed out, blacked out. Didn't pass out, blacked out. Didn't really remember what happened. Don't remember how I got home. Until I woke up to a phone call from Conceited. And I'm like, what's up? He's like, yo, what was wrong with you last night? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, what made you feel like you were French Montana buying 3 bottles of Ace at the bottle, at the table? I'm like, 3 bottles of Ace of Spades? That's a very expensive champagne. At the at the fucking club is even more expensive, right? I check my bank account, fucking 4K out of my account, dog. Like it was like $1,000 per bottle. Fucking.
By the way, when I say I spent like $800 to $1,000, that was for like 12 people. There was food and drinks. So it was like meals, you know what I mean? With appetizers, soju, beer. You just bought bottles.
Of champagne, yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
At least we walked away full.
No. No. This was just a bunch of pretty girls just buzzed off champagne. Probably.
So check it out. I had a... No, let's not say that. She's not my friend. But so,
ooh, burned you, bitch.
No, because we only hung out like 2 or 3 times. So I'm going to call her a friend. But, you know, she's somebody that I know through somebody else, right? Okay. But she would tell me when she would work in the strip club genre. Mm-hmm. She wasn't a stripper, but she was a manager manager at a strip club.
Okay.
And the objective of the girls at strip clubs, and she said, because she worked at in Vegas, strip clubs or clubs is that these girls, that's their objective, to come in and make sure you buy as much bottles. So they'll, one of the taxes that she said that they would do is they would just come up, get like an expensive top shelf liquor, and just pour the alcohol down the person's throat.
Oh, and they're just charged?
And you're charged for it because you just drank it. And then you pass around, everybody's drinking. Well, guess what? You just got charged for the fucking bottle.
That's foul.
Yeah. So wow. That's what these girls would do. That was like a tactic.
Damn. I've never been bamboozled like that. You know, I remember.
I would have just been like this. About the pour. Nope. just poured the cup.
Hold on.
Nice try. Put it back in the bottle. I did not partake.
My first few experiences at the strip club, I remember being very annoyed. I like, you know, you'd be getting a lap dance from a girl, and then the girl that walked you to your little area would be like, okay, and drink for the girl? And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, fine, whatever, right? Now it's like, or like, as I got older, I understood. I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. It's kind of what they do. You get a drink for the girl, everyone gets paid, blah, blah, blah. But before, when in your broke days, right,
ugh,
when you're going to the strip club and you're like, oh, man, like me and Rick, we always make jokes that we used to tell each other, all right, you're only gonna spend $100, bro. We're gonna spend $100. Maybe just 20. We'll tip 20. We'll get a couple lap dances and get out of there. And then we leave, broke, blue balled. How much did you spend? $300. Ah, no.
100%. I would have one of those random great moments where it's like, you would hit the slots and you would just come up like a few $100 and it was amazing. Cause now it's like, oh, we don't have to skimp as much as we did before. Mm-hmm. One time, we were doing these things at, there was this a casino that was pretty close to Sacramento. It was like an Indian casino. They would do these things where they would give you, it was an incentive to get people to gamble at the place. So they would give you like a free $20 to bet on football games, right? I don't know what was happening at the time, but it was just free money. And when we would win big. We win like $500, $600 like these every weekend that the game would play. We stacked that shit up, made so much fucking money. But guess what? They get you because you get addicted to gambling. Lost it all and then some.
Damn.
I should have just walked away with those few grand and I would have been happy.
My dad's friend, this is the funniest fucking story. So one of my dad's friends is this couple, this sweet couple. They've been together for so long. They're still together. It's this little Asian, this little Thai man. He looks like the Monopoly guy, all right? But Asian, all right? this little gray raisin. He's adorable. The softest spoken little Thai man, all right? And he has his wife, you know, Asian woman, Bob-ish haircut. She's also very soft-spoken, very sweet. And apparently this fool loves to gamble, all right? It's what I learned as I got older. And my dad told me this story where this fool, like, went to Vegas one weekend, gambled away so much of their money. Like, just money that they were not ready to lose, okay? He came back, tried to confess to her, and was like, honey, you know, being his little fucking demure, little soft-spoken Monopoly guy, Orville Redenbacher self,
Orville Redenbacher.
Right? Just like so, just, hey, honey, I'm sorry I lost this much money. She fucking loses it, jumps on him and starts strangling him.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like a cartoon, dog. She gets pissed, starts, starts choking him. Yeah, he died.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
No, they're still married. It's fine. It's fine.
That, you know, that little joke that you did right there, so I posted this on my story, but there was a dude at a coffee shop they were chilling at, and he kind of looked like Bobby Lee.
Okay.
This motherfucker, dude, we're sitting there, and you know, when you're outside at a coffee shop, the vibe is chill
yeah
and quiet.
Yeah.
This guy sits down. I know everything about that dude's life because of how loud he was talking. He just sits down. He's talking to his friend. He starts talking about how much money he's making now, which then somehow goes into the fact that he's broke because he's not making as much money as before. But he did this one thing that I fucking spit my coffee up, even though it wasn't supposed to be funny because of how socially fucked he is. He goes, he's talking about whatever money issues, and then all of a sudden he goes, hey, so, oh, I actually have this funny story. So my friend got into a car accident yesterday, and she died. And then I went, I started crying. And then you could tell this person that's listening to the story goes, huh. But he's so crazy, he doesn't understand. And I kept listening to the story about where the joke was coming. There was no joke. He just told this depressing story about a friend who just got hit by a car and died.
Oh, God.
I was like, how is that funny? There's no segue here.
Speaking of Matt TV and Bobby Lee, that exact scenario reminds me of this old Matt TV skit, right? Where it's this guy at a bar. He's talking to some guy he just met at the bar. He's like, yeah, man, how's it going over here? You know, last night I met this girl. Take her back to my apartment, right? We're butt naked. And we're like, And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, And then this guy's like telling the story super loud. People are turning around at him and looking at the bar. He's like, excuse me, nosy. Can I get some privacy? I'm trying to tell a story here. God turns around. Yeah, so I'm like, we're going at it, we're both like, He's like screaming this disgusting story.
That's basically what that is. The fucking SNL sketch that I sent you had me crying laughing. Of course, you already saw it. But it was the one where he's like, the dude is in a wheelchair and he's like making fun of the dude. And he goes, hey, man, you know what? We're going to be the bigger guy. We're going to walk away from you. He goes, you know what? Better yet, let's roll out. It's like making fun of disabled people is retarded.
Yes. Well, that's, because it's making fun of like old, like after school specials. And it's crazy because there's been different, it's crazy how much times have changed, right?
Yeah.
Because there's legit, not even sketches, not funny shit, like TikToks of old commercials where back when, because people were like mentally retarded, you know. Retarded was the term, right? Yeah. And it's crazy how jarring it is because you watch these old commercials, right?
Because that was the PC term back in the day.
Yes, it's like it's just the medical term, right? Yeah. And you know, of course, society takes it, flips it, uses it in a derogatory way. So now it's a derogatory term. Yeah. But you hear that shit, and there's one where it's just like, help donate to help retarded kids. It's like, oh shit.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It was a random commercial that had nothing to do with anything. Yeah, and it goes like, Pedialyte, it's great for children. And then it goes into this like PSA, retarded people are people too. It's like, what the fuck is this?
It hits you like, oh God. All right, well, we're going to donate. We'll be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Well, let's try some vegan cookies that may not be vegan. Robin Couch brought us cookies. Some are vegan, some are not. We have box one, box number two. David, so.
It's a bomb and do.
I'm very curious, but I think you'll get it, but I just want to see the comparison at the end of the day.
Hey, have a little faith in your people.
I have all the faith in my people.
Wow, can I just say something off jump? Both look very delicious.
They look great.
Can't tell by the look test. They just look slightly different, but they look delicious in different ways.
They look like different types of cookies.
Yes.
But you can't tell by looking at it if anything is vegan. No.
And the part that makes it vegan is the fact they didn't use butter?
Eggs?
No eggs, milk, or butter.
Got you.
So there's no milk in this chocolate. There's no. Is there vegan salt? Oh,
use this one first.
This one, okay. Cheers. Cheers. So we're trying the same cookie. David So and I are trying the same cookie. This is from batch number two.
Two.
Here we go.
Chocolatey, smelly. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Great cookie.
This is tasty.
Right off the bat.
Oh, wow.
Delicious. Does not strike me as vegan upon first taste. Okay.
Fluffy, but crispy on the exterior.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious chunks of chocolate.
Chocolate is sweet and silky. Phenomenal mouth feel.
I would say, not to be pretentious, but whoever the chef is an artiste. I would like to have his mouth feel in my mouth feel. I wonder how his dick feels. Delicious.
Samesies. All right, here we go. From batch number one.
Ooh, from King Batch number one.
King Batch number one, Andrew Bachelor, Netflix star.
Netflix star, bad movies. Oh, this is good too.
Also, great cookie. I would never guess that one of these was vegan. Phenomenal. Wow, great.
I mean, they're both fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Couch is number one vegan?
Wait, I didn't get a chance to...
Both of you can guess, and then I will reveal.
Thank you, Robin Couch. God, he doesn't know how to play games or what? What the fuck is wrong with you?
He loves you, but he thinks there's something fucking wrong with you.
This is how he talks to Veda when she plays games.
No, that's how I talked to Q.
No wonder she barfed when she got home from the airport.
Oh, my baby.
No. Q also barfed, but he didn't care. Man up!
Wow, that's tough. Yeah, we'll go. Great cookies, first of all. From where is this place?
Insomnia Cookies.
Insomnia Cookies.
Well, I would stay up late for these.
Damn.
That was sexy.
Thank you. It's because I have chocolate in my throat.
My favorite kind of way to live.
Oh, hey, dude, she's fucking nasty.
Hey, Ricky Shucks. that's my black friend, Robin. If you didn't get the joke. Okay, so...
Number one is vegan. And it's not a taste thing for me, by the way. It's only because I've had vegan cookies and it has a similar texture. But I will tell you afterwards which one I prefer.
In my head, right, I feel like you assume, like, or the average taster, not like David So, would assume that the fluffier one is the not vegan one because you think there's more shit in there, right? But then I don't trust people. So my thought process is maybe they're making it extra fluffy to overcompensate for the fact that they can't add the shit that would normally make shit fluffy. Just to play the game, I will say, you said number one
is vegan.
Is your vote? Right. That also would have been my vote, but I will say number two. Robin?
The vegan cookie is number one.
Wow. Well, would you look at that? Wow. Great job, vegan insomniacs.
I do appreciate the validation that they're both delicious cookies, though.
Can I tell you which one I prefer?
Yes, please.
The vegan one.
Really?
I prefer the vegan one. Texture-wise, crispier. And so I have a friend named Lainey who makes vegan cookies, and she does it with almond flour. And the... I'm not sure which flour they're using for this one, but almond flour cookies have this, like... very delicious, like toasted, roasted flavor to it, and this crunch. And that's why I fucking love vegan cookies. Obviously, this one here has a leavening agent. I don't know exactly what, which this is delicious as well. But texture-wise, toastiness-wise, this one's way better.
Interesting. Yeah, those I believe are made with regular flour. Insomnia Cookies also makes gluten-free cookies.
See that crunch? But I like crispy cookies, though.
I like a soft cookie with a little bit of that crisp is what you're saying.
Mm.
They're good.
Ah, wow. That's great. David, so, did you believe in Santa Claus?
No, I didn't. I was the kid that ruined other people's lives.
You were that fucking asshole third grader.
No, because I just didn't know what the concept of Santa was. I just thought it was like this, you know, like a cartoon character or something. Mm. You know what I mean? So I didn't understand that Santa was something that kids actually believed in. I thought it was just like a thing. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it was the only Santa in my life at the time was Jesus Christ. Stop vaping. You don't need a vape.
You don't need to vape. Clouds in my lungs, but I breathe in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Christ. Crikey. Australia. Steve Irwin stabbed me in my heart where it beats for God.
Beats for God beats by Dre. N.W.A. A.
B. C. D. E. F. I'm a G. Original gangster found Jesus Christ. Now call me the son of J.C.
J. C. Jesus Christ, just chillin'. WWJD, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus don't? What would Jesus eat?
Bread. Bread is the food of life. Cereal. Ooh. Government told me it was good for me. Turns out high in carbohydrates and processed sugar.
Carbohydrates, carbo by life. Carbo, hello. Cholesterol, all of us.
All of me, John Legend.
Whoa.
Light skin preferable, no dark skin, sweet, blacker the berry, sweeter the juice, juice world. He died.
Whoa.
Like Jesus Christ for our sins, the new Jesus Christ for the youth. Wrong. Satan.
Amen. God is good.
God is good, everybody.
All the time.
Yeah, so if this is your first time at church, remember, if you don't want to give to the church right now because you're visiting, absolutely don't do it. When the dish passes around, remember, we just here for your support. If you guys, you know what? Matter of fact, everybody, if you're, I want everyone to close their eyes. If you're accepting Jesus Christ into your life right now, please raise your hand.
I hated altar calls after like the fifth one.
Yes.
Because they would always, like, jip you into eventually going up, right? Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, the first one, everyone close your eyes, okay? You know, you're not, we're not, we just close your eyes. We're not going to look at our neighbors. If this is your first time accepting Jesus Christ into your heart, you know, like, raise your hands. And then, you know, you kind of like, you know, you're like, oh, shit, okay, cool. Judgment free. I'm going to raise my hand. And then they would do altar, come down to the altar. No one's going to watch. No one's going to look. We're going to pray for you. Accept Jesus Christ in your heart, blah, 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 right? It's great. Awesome. And then after like the third one, I'm like, cool. I don't have to go up there. I'm chilling. They're talking to these heathens out there, right? I'm going to chill in my chair.
These heathens.
Y'all are the sinners. I accepted Jesus Christ like 2 months ago. I'm good. You're sitting in church. You're kind of like, all right, cool, whatever. You're waiting. And then all of a sudden it's like, and then like 10 minutes later, the pastor's like, okay, now, okay, eyes are still closed. Heads are still down. If you feel like you might have done something that you need help with, you need Jesus' help, come down to the altar. It's like, God, I didn't feel like going to the altar today.
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure on that, dude. And let me tell you something. I never went up. I never did. They would always do that. If you're feeling the spirit of Christ, and they would be like, raise your hand. I would raise my hand up. Now, please come down. I would put it right back down. I ain't feeling it that much, man.
It's so much. It's every time.
I'm not doing it, man. I just came here to hear the good word. I'm not here to get up and walk down there and have people watch me.
Yeah, man. Because right? You know all those fucking Christians are liars. No one had their eyes closed.
Yes, they. Let me tell you something. You know what my old technique was? Is that when I just didn't want to stand up during praise, I would just pretend like I'm praying, but I'm actually just sleeping. Wow. So I would clasp my hands and I would rest my head on this chair in front of me. So it looks like I'm praying deeply. I was just knocked out.
You are a heathen.
I am not. I was connecting to God through my dreams.
Facts.
Dude, and God knows my heart and it is pure.
I want to be in the light as you are in the light. You know this one?
I do, but I don't. This wasn't one of my favorite songs, so I can't remember the lyrics.
This was actually one of the, it was a more of like a, it was actually a band. I didn't realize this. So I was singing it in a vlog one day and someone was like, oh, look at Tim singing blah, blah, blah by whatever. I was like, oh shit, this is an actual, like, this is like
a legit song.
Like a radio single that was out? I don't know. You ever go to like youth camp?
Yes, I did. I was actually a leader at multiple youth camps.
Like at the camps, you were like doing the leading?
Yeah, let me tell you this one story, a funny ass story. There's so many youth camp stories, but I'm only going to, we don't have fucking 5 days on this. So when I wanted to become a youth pastor, right? You know, you're doing like online seminary school, you're doing all this other stuff. But in between, you're like a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like an intermediary pastor. There's another word for it, starts with the I. But I had to take these kids to Mexico, right? And there was another time I had to take these kids to Arizona.
Okay.
So Arizona was like the beginner one before you go to Mexico. So like how we would do it in our mission trips, depending on whatever, you know, missionary group you're a part of, there's like beginner stage stuff, right? Okay. You don't get to go straight to like the heart of like the hardest places on earth. And actually one of the most difficult places that you go to when you try to evangelize people is actually Japan.
Really?
They're highly agnostic.
Oh.
Right. So you don't get to go to Japan unless you go to the other places. And the other places you think are a lot rough.
Right.
Because you want to go to Japan because it's fun.
Hell yeah.
But you're for in terms of like evangelizing
heaven
people. Heaven yeah. Japan is not the one. So we go to Arizona and there's these moments where people give their testimonials.
Okay.
Right. And I used to get very irritated at people who would give their testimonials, but they would ham it up.
Mm.
Right. So they're trying to tell this story. And because we've seen body language and the way that like pastors speak, they imitate it through like osmosis. So when they're telling you the story, like I'm telling my story, I was like, hey, I'm from Sacramento, blah, blah, blah. Like my father's a pastor. You know, I decided I want to do this because of blah, blah, blah. You know, tell them a little bit about my life, not the whole thing because, you know, I don't want to do all that. All
right.
This motherfucker, dog. I got in trouble because I couldn't stop laughing. Because he starts like this. I'm not lying. This is how he started.
Hand of God.
He goes like this. Immediately I go. Right? He's telling this story and I thought it was something going to be something crazy.
Yeah.
He tells a story about his dog who ran away.
Okay.
And that was the whole story. And then he just keeps dramatizing it throughout the whole thing. And then I looked out. The dog just wasn't there. And like, come on. At this point, how the fuck am I supposed to not laugh?
Well, who are you to judge, David So?
I am Judge Dredd. I am the executioner.
You are Sylvester Stallone.
That's my Sylvester Stallone impression.
Well, maybe he had a very close relationship with his dog, and his dog leaving is what made him realize that everybody in this life can leave you, David. So no matter how dependent you are on somebody, everybody in the physical world can and will leave you, but Jesus Christ will stay with you forever.
He will throw you into this break after we come back for this break.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully
done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever noticed the word woof has two O's in it? That, my friend, is not a coincidence. Mm. That is God's divinity, because with those two O's are just like your eyes. God wants you to see the greatness when he speaks loudly and clearly, like the sound of when a dog barks.
When a dog barks, preach on, Brother David, but also when a dog barks, he will tell you that life is rough. Life is rough. And also, there are times when you will not have a wolf over you. And those are the times that you need to pray to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amazing. Why can't Christians be more like the house dog? When your dog sees you and you come through, he does not hide his emotions and his love for you. But why is it, as a Christian, when you go out into the real world, you must hide your love for God? Why? Because of your shame. Does your dog do that?
Mm-mm, he licks his butthole proudly. And if you are a cat person, we do not discriminate, David. So, because the Lord said, go tell it on the mountain.
And listen, God doesn't need you to be perfect.
And he says, stay away from that pussy.
And ladies, you need to stop being so catty.
Amen.
Hey, dude, we went into the wrong profession, man.
Hey, fuck the spoken word, dog.
Pastors. Yes, yes. I remember like the difference when I went from all Korean church to like an all black church, and it was so fucking different.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, Korean churches, we have like our Christian rock or whatever. Whatnot,
oh God,
right?
Yeah.
And then when I saw Sister Act in real life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, wow, these people sing so much better than us. Mm. They were harmonizing the melodies, everything was just so beautiful. And I really do believe like that's where people feel God a lot, is when they listen to that music.
Yeah,
it kind of like hits your soul in a weird ass way.
Yeah,
and it's from that music, it just feels very powerful. And I went back to my church, I look at this stupid ass man. You fucking suck at the guitar and you're off key.
Well, look, man, look, I went to a Christian school and I went to Catholic school for 1 year, right? I went to Catholic high school for 1 year, shout out to Bishop Montgomery. But I did not know how different Christian school was or Christianity was to Catholicism until I went to an actual, started going to mass for a year. And that shit's so
different,
bro. It's crazy how different it is. Because even the Christian school I went to, super diverse, Gardena Valley Christian School, shout out to GVCS, Vikings. You know, it was fun. Church was fun. We'd sing songs, it was like, it was the pastor was funny, you know what I'm saying?
Making jokes.
Yeah, relatable. Bro, like the sermons were fun, right? And then when I went to Catholic school for a year, bro, and like, it was so robotic. Sit up.
It's very ritualistic.
Yeah. Yes. Stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. We're chanting. We're all doing the same. I don't even know how to do
all
it.
All that kneeling made the Catholic girls a little crazy.
I mean, look. Facts.
Fantastic. But yeah, when I was dating a Catholic girl, you know, my dad originally started off as Catholic before he became Christian. Mm-hmm. And so I went to like a traditional, I mean, if you guys have been to traditional Catholic weddings, the longest shit ever, right? But went to, what do you call it? They don't call it a service, right? Do they? I don't know. I wasn't Catholic, so I wouldn't know. Please correct me in the comments. But I just, like the whole ritual thing with the whole, where they walk down with this smoke thing going on.
Was this
for Easter?
It's Mass, right? It's just
Mass or something, right? And I remember that something that really actually surprised me was the priest was reciting verses from the Bible without reading the Bible.
Oh, word.
So he like memorized. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's like typically what a priest does, but it was pretty fucking amazing. But I just remember falling asleep constantly. I was trying not to fall asleep my hardest, but it was just, they were just reading scripture constantly, just for an hour straight.
Sheesh.
So I could do that at home, man. I want to hear some jokes.
Yeah.
I want to hear the pussy jokes. I want to hear the relation to the purrs. I wanted all those connections.
Speaking of which, one time my boy took me to, and I've told this story before, but just to touch on this part, my boy took me to an all-male church that happens on Saturday. I think those are the Seventh-day Adventists, okay? And so it's all dudes, and the preacher, it was majority black church, right? And the preacher he started telling, like, penis jokes, you know what I'm saying? And I remember thinking, oh, shit, I've never had this experience before, but, like, yeah, they weren't, quote unquote, sinful jokes. It was just like dick jokes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was oh yeah, we're all dudes here. We can talk about our dicks without like someone getting uncomfortable. Like, this is kind of crazy. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I think, you know, I think it's important to remember that, you know, God has a sense of humor.
I think God has a great sense of humor, man. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Well, this is not really funny, but the last few days, like, something has been off in the air. All these disasters started happening. I saw a dude.
Yeah.
Fucking passed out on the floor. So apparently he had a stroke.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. This is how different people are and like how they see danger. So okay. There was a dude. He's dressed like nice. He has like a polo on, black jeans, some like cowboy boots. He's like an older Mexican man. And he has his sunglasses on too. He's laying on the floor. And the guy's breathing a little weird. And we stop by and we look at this other white dude. I was like, hey, is he okay? He goes, he's just taking a nap. And I'm like, really? Me, my buddy Khalif, and Ray were walking, and we stop. We go, no. And we look back. We come up to him. We're, like, trying to wake him up, mumbling. Like, he can't talk. And then, you know, this lady who spoke Spanish luckily was asking him, like, hey, what's going on? What's your phone number? Like, your wife's number? Anybody? And he gives, like, four different numbers.
Okay.
Like, oh, he's not coherent.
Yeah.
This dude got jacked. Oh. Somebody stole his wallet, his phone, and his keys.
Oh, God.
So he can't remember his – so what – when we told the firefighters what's happening, like they said, like possibly it looks like he had a stroke.
Oh shit!
And so he collapsed or passed out, and in that meantime, somebody jacked his shit.
Damn.
Yeah, but that guy was just like, oh, he's just taking a nap. I'm like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
And for a second, we believed them, but I'm like, no, that doesn't make any fucking sense. And we go back, and so we had to call the cops, and the fire department came. And by the way, did you know that firemen are buff as shit?
Duh, it's like a fireman stereotype.
They're buff. They're all tall, too.
You never heard of the fireman, like, calendars?
I did, but I didn't know that's a real thing. I thought it would be, like, a few select firemen.
Nah, all them fools are jacked and sexy as shit.
What? I can't be no fireman. That's
right. Like, policemen, yeah, you never know. Policemen might.
A little toss-up?
Yeah, a little toss-up. But firemen, dude, are always fucking buff.
They're, like, they were all taller than me. And they were all jacked.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
I've never felt so small in my life. It was like four or five firemen coming asking me what's happening. I felt like I was in trouble because they were shadowing over me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt small as hell.
And then it turned into an episode of Fireman Bukkake.
I'm getting cummed up.
Yeah.
They're coming on the dude that got a stroke.
Oh, God.
What's your phone number? If you don't tell me, I'm going to come in your face.
That's a terrible, hot scenario.
Well,
well. This guy was so drunk, he was like looking at Khalif.
Hey, you're a good man.
Aww.
You're such a good man.
We're like, all right, guys, sit down. No, sit down. But he's like wobbling
damn,
all over the place.
Poor guy.
Pretty sure he had a stroke, and then people robbed him.
Speaking of seeing someone collapse in the middle of something, one of the main reasons why I never ever... You ever like drop E?
No.
Okay, so I also have never been a pills, ecstasy, any of that guy. Specifically because way back, I feel like when people were just... When ecstasy was beginning to get cool, I was at a club, majority Asian club, and I just saw this guy all of a sudden, dog, middle of the dance floor, start seizuring. Middle of the dance floor, fucking foaming at the mouth, all that shit, fell to the ground, seizuring. And we're like, oh, God, this man had a negative reaction. Maybe it was a bad, I don't know what the fuck. But, yeah, not for me.
It's pretty nuts, man. So my buddy, he was him at the wedding. He's a doctor, and he told me this story where he was at a club, and he says, like, as a physician, one of the most annoying things is, like, number one, he's off the clock. But if he sees somebody that needs help, he's going to help them. But he hates it when people lie. Mm. So because as a physician – you need to tell them the truth so they can assess what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
So he's at this club, and dude is fell over seizing, mm-hmm. foaming at the mouth and everything else. And he's like, fuck, okay, let me go help out, check out this guy. And he looks at these dudes that are around him freaking out. So everybody calm down. I'm a doctor. Look, so what drugs did you guys take? And they're like, we don't do drugs. And he's just like, he goes, okay. You know, because he's irritated.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm not a cop.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
What did he take? And they're like, we don't do drugs. He's like, I'm not a cop. Yeah. I can't arrest you. It doesn't matter. I need to assess the situation. And then they tell him what he does or whatever, whatnot. I think it was like fentanyl or something.
Oh, God.
And so out of nowhere, he's like trying to help this dude out, seeing if he's okay, if they need to give him like that little shot or whatever, whatnot.
The epinephrine.
Yeah. And so somebody comes up, starts grabbing this dude's legs and starts shaking it. And he looks at him. He goes, what the fuck are you doing? He goes, I'm just trying to help. He goes, get the fuck away from here. What the fuck? So his friend started grabbing his legs and shaking it to wake him up. He goes, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Okay.
He goes, I don't need this.
Right.
He goes, and he starts getting mad at him. He goes, I'm just trying to fucking help. It's like, what am I here for? You know, so they had to come over and they're all lying, saying that he didn't do drugs until finally they're like, what the fuck is it? It was fucking fentanyl or something.
God.
So annoying.
You ever had surgery?
I had the only surgery that I had was obviously this, the eye shit. What do you call it?
Oh, LASIK.
LASIK. And then I had a...
I was like, what? Obviously. The only thing obvious about your eyes is that you're fucking Asian. I was like, what was this?
I had this thing where it slanted my eyes even further back. I used to have really round eyes.
I was like, hey, more power to you, my brother. Embrace that shit.
I had a cortical steroid shot in my back.
Okay.
Because when I got into a car accident in my Tesla, a semi-truck hit me. And it displaced a few ribs.
Eee.
So it's like a permanent pain that I have. So I had to get a steroid shot to reduce the swelling and the pain.
Oh, okay.
And then when I got that shit, I remember I asked these ladies, the person who was the anesthesiologist, I was like, hey, she goes, well, you're probably either going to sleep or you're going to stay awake, but you won't feel anything. And I was like, well, do people stay awake or do they fall asleep? Like, well, if you're strong enough, you'll probably stay awake. I was like, I'm gonna stay awake.
Okay.
Right? I was like, the fuck? What do you mean if they're strong enough? I'll fucking stay awake.
All right.
Took that shit as a challenge. So as she's going in, you know, they do the shot, they clean up the area, they do the cortical shot or whatever, whatnot in this operation. They put the little mask thing on me before they do that.
Yeah.
And I remember I was talking to myself. I was like, damn, I don't feel sleepy at all. Mm. I'm like, dude, the mind is a powerful thing. Yeah. And I remember saying that line, and then I felt someone touch me. I was like, fell asleep. Oh, I had no fucking idea.
Cool.
And she was like, oh, sweetie, you've been asleep for 2 hours.
Cool.
But I was telling myself in my head, dude, the mind is powerful. You could do whatever you want. If I don't want to sleep, I don't have to sleep. Yeah. I was out for 2 fucking hours, dude.
Brains are cool, dog.
Dude.
Maybe you were like out there fucking just like surfing through different like universes and shit and like parallel universes and you didn't even know.
I didn't. But you could. You're the one who could lucid dream.
It's been a long time.
I wish.
Here's something interesting before we start talking about lucid dreams. I think Veda, for the first time now.
Dreams?
Yeah. Like, I think babies can dream. They just don't remember, you know? And she, for the first time now, has been vocalizing stuff that I know isn't reality. And she doesn't realize it's a dream yet. So we woke her up from, you know, it was like the morning. We're chilling. She just woken up maybe like 10 minutes ago, and she was like, Daddy, there are two butterflies on my fingers. Two butterflies on my fingers. And I was like, oh, okay, baby. What, two butterflies? She's like, yeah. She was like, you remember we went to the park, there were two butterflies on my fingers. I looked at you, I was like, oh shit, she had a dream. And she's telling us about it, but she thinks it's real.
I don't remember that moment as a kid. Like, how did you tell the difference from reality and whatnot when you're a child, right? Yeah. Because everything feels real at that point. Wow, she was like, I had a butterfly. What if she starts talking to a wall and there's nobody there?
Oh, dude, let me fucking tell you, my guy. First of all, I love this guy. Second of all, when we were in Canada for Thanksgiving recently, right? Oh, God. Veda's looking at the door.
Oh, hell no.
There was a glass. There's like this kind of like a glass blurriness on Chia's house, her family's house front door. Okay. Veda's looking out the window. I'm like, what are you looking at, mama? What do you see? She's like, a boy. I'm like, oh, you see a boy? What's he look like? She's like, a boy and a girl. I'm like, oh, that's cool, baby. That's cool. What do they look like? She goes, the girl's a ghost.
You're fucking lying.
Because, you know, Veda loves Halloween shit,
let me
right?
Tell you something. I will never see that child ever again. You're out of your fucking mind. There's no fucking way. That's actually one of my biggest fucking fears.
I know. Because, you know, Veda, like, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but Veda loves Halloween
shit. Veda, you're a bad girl.
No, don't do that.
I can't. Dude, I'm sweating right now. Okay. I hate.
No, but check this out. Let me take it next level. She goes, the boy is a ghost. And I'm like, oh, yeah? And I'm like, what about the girl? She's like, the girl's a zombie.
Okay.
And she's just staring, dog, out the door. And I don't know if she's playing games or she's actually seeing something.
I went down a rabbit hole of watching these like recorded documents of these kids who are suddenly speaking about people yep. who have lived in the house that they live, Woo! But they never fucking knew about Woo-wee! It. And they're three-year-old kids
yeah.
saying, they're like, oh, what's her name? And they say the first and fucking last name, and it was the person who died in the fucking house.
Yeah.
I will not.
I got the chills. I believe in that shit 100%. Yeah, yeah.
That shit creeps me out. Kids be seeing some shit, dude.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, a part of me feels like maybe we all kind of have that gift when we're younger, and then some people hang on to it and some people don't. I'm pretty sure I've talked to you about this, but there was that one old man I met on a plane, and we're just talking for a long time, and he said he always kind of had this gift where, you know, people who had like crossed over spirits and shit would he saw them all the time, and he was like, you know, once you've really embraced it, it's like it's hard to get rid of. Okay. And he said there were times where when he was really doing it, really open to it, he would just go into, like, I don't know, a Macy's or something, and he would just feel the presence of, like, all these different spirits. And he said to the point where he would be, like, when they know that you can see them, they kind of, like, will look for you. You feel me? Because they want to be seen, these spirits and, these people that are, you know, in between whatever, right? So he said sometimes he would literally be driving through an intersection. And, like, maybe it was an intersection that someone died in a car accident or something like that. And someone would be at his window. Like, a spirit would be like, oh, my God, hi, you can see me. And he'd be like, oh, no, thank you, and just drive off. It's like, he's like, I'm not in the mood today. But the spirits would be, like basically tapping at his window, like, hey, why, you can see me, hi, what's up? And he's like, no, not today, please.
Because they haven't talked to anybody in so long.
Yeah, or it's, like, few and far between, you know?
What if, I think I would be more okay with it if these spirits, if they could do that, but they just can't do anything to me. Because if they're just around and I can tell them to go away, they have to go away.
Mm.
It would be nice, but I'll just be like, hey, listen, when you were alive, you were probably really annoying. Because you're annoying me right now.
Well, you know, I tried to. There were a couple times when. Now, this was before Veda was really talking, so it was just more my imagination than anything, where I'd be trying to rock her to sleep and I'd kind of see her, like, looking at something over my shoulder, and I knew there was nothing in the room, and I'd just kind of be like, okay, babe. But I would just, I'd be like, all right, well, look, if there's a spirit in here, thank you for not bothering us. We've been here for 2 years without the baby, so thank you for being nice, right? Whatever. And just kind of tell myself, okay, look, it's just, no one's harmed us or messed with us so far. Everything is cool. We're chilling, right? My boy used to live in this house in Compton, and they swore it was haunted. And because, like, every time, some laundry room where every time they would close something, it would open, even when no one was there, whatever, whatever. They just started calling him, like, Mr. Jenkins or something like that. They'd been there doing laundry. They'd hear a door slam. They'd be like, hey, Mr. Jenkins, how are you? Just talk to him and just carry on with their laundry and just like it was nothing, you know? Like, he was just a guy kicking it.
No, there's none of that.
No.
No. I don't fuck around with that type of shit. I would be fucking cleansing that whole house immediately. Unless they come through and they're like, hey, listen, I just float around. Mm. And don't mind me. I won't watch you jack off or anything. I just want to chill in this kitchen and watch you cook. And that's it.
Hey, my guy, I just float around. I just be floating, dog.
It's like, okay, but I jack off a lot.
Okay.
Are you going to watch me jack off?
Okay, and what if he does?
Then I would just be like, hey, man, I'm going to have to exercise you, dude.
So and he's like, hey, guess what, bro? You need some exercise, too.
I know, like, you get the steak. That was really funny. That was really funny.
We'll try this on for size. What if this is what you hear? Hi, David. I watch you jack off.
Then I would be like, why are you talking like that?
Because I'm a horny ghost.
Talk normally, please. Fine, what you want?
Oh, my God.
Your hell attitude?
But what if it's like a super, what if you looked up, like you found the previous owner of this house, fucking beautiful, like a model that got, that OD'd on coke or something in that house, right? And then you found out that's who was like giving you like ghost hand jobs at night and shit. Would you still exercise that demon, or would you let it?
That's different. That's very different. She's not a ghost anymore. She's my caregiver.
She's your best friend.
She's my best friend. That is amazing. If I just wake up and I just see this ghost hand, mm-hmm. just bow, 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 and she goes, I love this. I'm like, listen, how long will you be here for?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Forever.
But sometimes I get sleepy. So I need you to let me sleep sometimes.
Let's ask you this. She gives you amazing ghost handjobs
okay.
at night. But she torments and scratches Mariel. Like, scratches her back and, like, yanks on her hair while she sleeps. What do you do? What do you do at that point?
Baby, take one for the team. Every day I wake up and my missing hair. I have no idea why.
I don't know what's going on. I had a great sleep, babe.
She just looks at me. The ghost goes, I can leave, but no more blowjobs.
Oh, man.
I was like, 2 years. Mariel just had to deal with 2 years.
Mariel's bald.
Bald by then. What happened? I don't know, babe. What about you? Amazing. It's the ghost turns into whatever celebrity crush that you have.
Wow.
Right? Unlimited blowjobs whenever you want. But she punches Chia in her vagina.
Oh, bow! No.
Five times a night.
Five times a night. That's a lot, man.
Separate. Fine. Three times, separate times at night.
That's tough. That's tough. Really good blowjobs?
The best.
Oh, man. We might have to have like a conversation. Like a ghost conversation.
With Chia?
Yeah.
She's
pulling her up. Just everybody. Like a seance. We're all like, yeah. I fucking call like Tyler the celebrity medium and like we like have a conversation with the ghost and with Chia and be like, look, baby. You're going to get punched in the vagina a couple times a night, all right?
I just need this for a year.
It's just 1 year. Just a season, a summer.
Right before she starts, she goes, bow, bow. And then she just floats over to
oh
you.
Oh, my God. That's tough.
Wow. You're a terrible husband.
If you were going to, like, leave my children alone.
But my wife?
But the wife.
Up for grabs.
Sock her in a couple times in her coochie is okay.
She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
She's all right. She's a trooper.
Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of Dudes Behind the Foods.
Hope we left you with something to think about, all right?
The special Halloween episode.
Thank you for watching. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. I'm glad that whenever we can leave you with some really, you know, deep, thought-provoking, spiritual, beautiful, contemplative, sweet and spicy sauced up thoughts, all right? Make sure you like, I already said that. All right, y'all, bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the food. The dudes behind the food. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the food. That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.